Your consciousness is powerful. Your consciousness is your secret weapon. You can do more than you think with consciousness alone. With focus and intent, you can change the world. Your heart is also a very powerful mechanism for change. As you may well know, there are some very wicked people in the world. This group, they are murderers, rapists, child abusers, political leaders, money masters of all sorts, media tyrants, controllers, manipulators. There are all sorts of ways to play the bad guy roles in this unfolding play in consciousness that is taking place right now on this planet. There are some people who don't have everyone's well-being in mind. First, realize that these people too are God. They are God's self, just as you are. They are part of the mass consciousness. You can affect other parts of mass consciousness, including bad people. The most powerful way to reach these people and affect change is through your heart. Many feel anger with world leaders who are running the world badly and who have caused great suffering for the masses. Your anger or frustration with the people who are making life hard for the rest of the humans. Don't be angry. Be love. The frustration and disappointment are tools that you can use right now to push for change. Instead of being angry, frustrated, or even fearful of these people who are running the planet badly, have compassion. They are part of your own self, part of God's self. They would not be able to do the things they do if the mass consciousness wasn't creating it. They're misusing their power because this era calls for it. Because the mass consciousness has asked for it, even if it is not conscious that it has done so. Have compassion for them. They are only playing roles that the mass consciousness has manifested. Many of these people who are in positions of power did not even want to be there, but they cannot leave, or they will be destroyed in some way or another. Some are serving these dark forces because they know no other way to survive. They are trying to save themselves and their families. So understand that it is not as black and white as it may seem. There is a high percentage of people serving dark forces who don't want to do so anymore, but they don't know how to get out. If you were to provide the support that they need, they might be able to change, and many would like to. More than you would think. Take a deep breath and move into your heart. Open your heart wide. Drop everything the mind says about how bad they are, how evil they are, how they shouldn't be doing what they are doing. Just let all that go. And be in your heart. Let your heart expand. Like a ball of light, expanding all around you. Let your love and compassion come forth. Look at all these people now who are doing such bad things on the earth, controlling humanity, dismantling the mass consciousness power, directing mass consciousness power in ways that are not beneficial for the species. Pick one world leader who you do not approve of. See if you can pick one to work with for this moment. Every time you do this meditation, pick a different person to work with. We will also work with these people as a group. But for this moment, just pick one. Picture this person in your mind. Is it difficult for you to find love and compassion for this one? If so, go deeper. Deeper into yourself as eternal consciousness. Outside of duality. Outside of right and wrong. Look at this person from a different perspective. Not as the struggling human, but as God's self observing. From this perspective, as God's self, eternal consciousness, is it easier to see this person differently? Look with the eyes of a master. See this person as a child who knows not what he does, or knows not what she does, who simply knows no better. Patience of a master, and be willing for the time that it takes for this person to change. It can be instantaneous, or it could take a while. Look back in your heart. Let your compassion and love come forth to this person. As you make this ball of light bigger around you, see this person sitting in this light with you. as your heart softens and your mind is still, let a line of light come out of your heart and reach toward the person who you are focusing on. This line of light connects with the heart of this person. As your hearts connect, they both light up. And a synergy is created. This person's love and compassion is awakened too. Love and compassion are the greatest transformers. As this person looks at you and your hearts are connected, what would he or she say to you? Just listen for a moment. It could be that only a little bit of your love and compassion was able to be received. But every little bit can help this person change. Thank this person for receiving love from you in the capacity that he or she is able to right now. Give this person a hug and bid him or her goodbye for now. As you let go of this person, let him or her take the light that you have given and keep it. This is a seed that will grow in his or her heart. He or she may even lose interest in being harmful to other humans. Now focus on all the beings as a group who are acting as the bad guys in this drama and play in consciousness that is happening on the earth right now. See them all at once now. send this line of light out of your heart to all of them, all at once. First, you will see a few hundred. Then a few thousand. And then a few million. Serving darkness. Some are willing, and some are not so willing. Some are very stuck and want to get out, but they can't, or there would be dire consequences for them. See millions of these tendrils and rays and lines of light going out from your heart in every direction around the world. Finding and touching every heart of those who serve darkness. Just reach out to every one of them with love and compassion for their lack of understanding. Have compassion for their lack of evolution. Have compassion for the lack of love they have received in their life. Hitler was beaten every day as a little boy, and the dark seed was nurtured in him. This is how a monster human is created. So have compassion for the injured child in them that remains yet unhealed. You are the source of love in the world. So be the source, even for those who don't deserve love. Love is given unconditionally, without requirements. see their hearts lighting up as these rays of love and light that you are giving them create change in them. And they break down and shed the tears that they need to shed, and they see the injuries they need to heal. Give them the support. Don't be angry with them. It is like being angry with a child that has yet to learn what is right. Be the love they never received, and give it to them now. You will see that some of them are receptive to your gift of light and love, and some are quite resistant. There will be some that are in between and don't understand what you are doing, but they are curious. For those who serve darkness, just continue to hold the light. Is the most powerful transformational tool. And is the greatest solution to the world's problems right now. Love is your secret weapon, along with your consciousness and its ability to create. Take a deep breath, and on your out breath, from your heart to the hearts of those who serve darkness, send a burst of light even greater than before, all around the world. Invite them into the light, and awaken the love and compassion in them.